Hebrews 3, the supremacy of Christ over Moses. Therefore, holy brothers, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also was Moses in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, in that he that built the house has more honour than the house. Every house is built by someone, but he that built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things that were afterward to be spoken. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast to the confidence and rejoicing in the hope, remaining firm to the end. Learn the lesson from Israel in the wilderness. Therefore, even as the Holy Spirit said, today, if you shall hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, like the time of testing in the wilderness where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was displeased with this generation, and I said, they do always err in their heart. They did not know my ways. And as I swore in my anger, they shall not enter my rest. Brothers, take care lest there be any in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart causing you to depart from the living God. But encourage one another day by day, so long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast to our original confidence, remaining firm to the end. It is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, still rebelled? Was it not all those who followed Moses out of Egypt? And with whom was he displeased for 40 years? Was it not those that sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to those that were disobedient? So we see that they were not able to enter in because of their unbelief.